5. The Art of Teaching. By Vincent Ruggiero. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Art of Teaching by Vincent Ruggiero is a comprehensive guide to teaching in the 21st century. It provides an overview of the history and philosophy of education, as well as practical advice on how to be an effective teacher. The book begins with a discussion of the importance of understanding educational theory and its implications for classroom practice. It then examines various aspects of teaching such as lesson planning, assessment, motivation, discipline, and technology integration. Throughout the book, Ruggiero emphasizes that teachers must be reflective practitioners who are constantly striving to improve their craft. Ruggiero also discusses different approaches to instruction, including traditional methods like lecture-based learning and more progressive strategies such as inquiry-based learning or project-based learning. He explains how each approach can be used effectively depending on the context and goals of a particular lesson or unit plan. Additionally, he outlines ways in which teachers can use technology in their classrooms to enhance student engagement and achievement. In addition to providing guidance on instructional techniques, The Art of Teaching offers advice on other important topics related to teaching, such as classroom management strategies, creating positive relationships with students, dealing with challenging behaviors, developing professional relationships with colleagues, managing stress, maintaining work-life balance, advocating for students' rights, engaging parents/guardians in their children's education, understanding legal issues related to education, using data effectively for decision-making purposes, staying current with research trends in education. Finally, Ruggiero encourages readers not only become better educators but also lifelong learners themselves, so they can continue growing professionally throughout their careers. He concludes by emphasizing that teaching is both an art form and a science, one that requires dedication from those who choose it. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establishing a positive learning environment. A positive learning environment is essential for effective teaching, as it encourages students to be engaged and motivated to learn. Creating a safe and supportive atmosphere in the classroom is key to fostering a successful learning experience. Main idea number 2. Understanding student needs. It is important for teachers to understand the individual needs of their students in order to effectively meet their learning objectives. This includes taking into account the student's background, interests, and learning style. Main idea number 3. Developing a curriculum. A well-developed curriculum is essential for successful teaching. It should be tailored to the needs of the students and should be regularly updated to reflect changes in the field. Main idea number 4. Utilizing technology. Technology can be a powerful tool for teaching, as it can help to engage students and make learning more interactive. Teachers should be familiar with the latest technology and be able to use it effectively in the classroom. Main idea number 5. Assessing student progress. Assessing student progress is an important part of teaching. It allows teachers to identify areas of strength and weakness and adjust their teaching accordingly. Main idea number 6. Promoting critical thinking. Critical thinking is an important skill for students to develop. Teachers should encourage students to think critically and ask questions in order to gain a deeper understanding of the material. Main idea number 7. Encouraging student participation. Student participation is essential for successful teaching. Teachers should create opportunities for students to engage in class discussions and activities in order to foster a more interactive learning experience. Main idea number 8. Managing classroom behavior. Managing classroom behavior is an important part of teaching. Teachers should set clear expectations and consequences for misbehavior in order to maintain a positive learning environment. Main idea number 9. Utilizing different teaching strategies. Different teaching strategies should be used in order to meet the needs of different students. This includes using a variety of methods such as lectures, discussions, and hands-on activities. Main idea number 10. Understanding different learning styles. Different students have different learning styles. Teachers should be aware of these differences and adjust their teaching accordingly in order to ensure that all students are able to learn effectively. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Establishing a positive learning environment is essential for effective teaching. A positive learning environment encourages students to be engaged and motivated to learn, which in turn leads to better academic performance. To create such an atmosphere, teachers must foster respect among their students and provide them with the necessary resources and support they need to succeed. This includes providing clear expectations of student behavior, offering meaningful feedback on assignments, creating opportunities for collaboration between peers, and encouraging open dialogue between teacher and student. In addition to these strategies, teachers should also strive to make their classrooms inviting places where students feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or ridicule. This can be done by displaying artwork created by the students or having conversations about topics that are relevant to their lives outside of school. By making sure that all voices are heard in the classroom setting, teachers can ensure that everyone feels respected and valued. Creating a positive learning environment is not only beneficial for student success, but it also helps build strong relationships between teacher and student as well as amongst peers. When this type of atmosphere exists in the classroom, it allows everyone involved, both educators and learners, to thrive academically while feeling supported throughout their educational journey. Main idea number 2. Understanding student needs is essential for teachers to be successful in their classrooms. Every student has different backgrounds, interests, and learning styles that must be taken into account when teaching. Teachers should strive to create an environment where all students feel comfortable and can learn effectively. This means getting to know each individual student's strengths and weaknesses, as well as their unique learning style. Teachers should also take the time to get feedback from their students on how they are doing in class. This will help them identify areas of improvement or any issues that may need further attention. Additionally, it is important for teachers to provide a variety of activities so that all students have the opportunity to engage with the material in ways that work best for them. By understanding each student's individual needs, teachers can ensure that everyone feels included and respected while still meeting educational objectives. Taking this approach will not only benefit the teacher but also help foster a positive classroom atmosphere where every student can reach their full potential. Main idea number 3. Developing a curriculum is an important part of teaching. It should be tailored to the needs of the students and should reflect changes in the field. A well-developed curriculum will provide structure for learning, help teachers plan lessons, and ensure that all topics are covered. The curriculum should also include activities that engage students and promote critical thinking skills. When creating a curriculum, it is important to consider the age group of your students as well as their individual abilities. Differentiated instruction can help meet each student's needs while still providing a comprehensive education. Additionally, it is essential to keep up with current trends in education so that your curriculum remains relevant. Finally, it is important to review and update your curriculum regularly. This ensures that you are covering all necessary topics while also keeping up with any new developments or research in the field. By taking these steps, you can create an effective and engaging learning environment for your students. Main idea number 4. Utilizing technology in the classroom can be a great way to engage students and make learning more interactive. Technology can provide teachers with new tools for teaching, such as online resources, virtual classrooms, and multimedia presentations. Teachers should take the time to familiarize themselves with the latest technologies available so that they can use them effectively in their lessons. By doing this, teachers will be able to create an environment where students are actively engaged in their own learning process. Technology also provides opportunities for collaboration between students and teachers. For example, through video conferencing or online discussion boards, teachers can facilitate group work among their students while still providing guidance and support. Additionally, technology allows for real-time feedback from both peers and instructors, which helps foster a sense of community within the classroom. Finally, utilizing technology in the classroom gives educators access to vast amounts of data about student performance, which they can use to inform instruction decisions. This data is invaluable when it comes to helping individual learners reach their full potential by tailoring instruction specifically for each student's needs. Main idea number 5. Assessing student progress is an essential part of teaching. It allows teachers to identify areas where students are excelling and those that need improvement, so they can adjust their instruction accordingly. By assessing student progress, teachers can ensure that all students are receiving the best possible education and reaching their full potential. When assessing student progress, it is important for teachers to consider a variety of factors such as attendance, participation in class activities, test scores, grades on assignments and projects, behavior in class and out of class work. All these elements should be taken into account when evaluating a student's overall performance. Additionally, it is important for teachers to provide feedback on each assessment so that students understand what they have done well or need to improve upon. Finally, assessments should not only measure academic achievement but also social skills such as collaboration with peers or problem-solving abilities. Assessments should be tailored to the individual needs of each student in order to get an accurate picture of their development over time. Main idea number 6. Promoting critical thinking in the classroom is essential for students to develop their problem-solving skills and gain a deeper understanding of the material. Teachers should create an environment that encourages students to ask questions, think critically, and explore different perspectives. This can be done through activities such as group discussions, debates, or simulations where students are encouraged to analyze information from multiple angles. Additionally, teachers should provide feedback on student work that focuses on how they arrived at their conclusions rather than just whether they were correct or not. In his book The Art of Teaching by Vincent Ruggiero, he emphasizes the importance of teaching critical thinking skills in order to help students become more independent thinkers who can make informed decisions based on evidence and analysis. He suggests using open-ended questions during class discussions, which will allow students to express their own ideas while also considering other points of view. Furthermore, he recommends providing opportunities for collaboration between peers so that they can learn from each other's insights. Main idea number 7. Encouraging student participation is an important part of successful teaching. By creating opportunities for students to engage in class discussions and activities, teachers can foster a more interactive learning experience. This encourages students to think critically about the material being presented and allows them to develop their own ideas and opinions on the subject matter. In order to encourage student participation, teachers should create an environment that is conducive to open dialogue. This means providing ample time for discussion, allowing all voices to be heard without judgment or criticism, and encouraging questions from the students. Additionally, it's important for teachers to provide meaningful feedback on student contributions so that they feel valued and appreciated. Finally, it's essential that teachers make sure their lessons are engaging enough so that students remain interested throughout the duration of class. Incorporating multimedia elements such as videos or audio clips can help keep things interesting while also helping reinforce key concepts. Main idea number 8. Managing classroom behavior is an essential part of teaching. It is important for teachers to set clear expectations and consequences for misbehavior in order to maintain a positive learning environment. This can be done by establishing rules and procedures that are consistently enforced, providing students with positive reinforcement when they follow the rules, and addressing any inappropriate behaviors immediately. Additionally, it is important to create an atmosphere where students feel safe and respected so that they can focus on their learning. In The Art of Teaching by Vincent Ruggiero, he emphasizes the importance of creating a classroom culture based on mutual respect between teacher and student. He suggests using proactive strategies such as setting up class meetings or having individual conversations with students who may be struggling with behavior issues. He also recommends developing relationships with parents so that everyone involved in the student's education has a shared understanding of how best to support them. Ultimately, managing classroom behavior requires patience, consistency, empathy, and creativity from teachers. By taking these steps towards creating a positive learning environment for all students, teachers will be able to foster an atmosphere conducive to academic success. Main idea number 9. Utilizing different teaching strategies is essential for meeting the needs of all students. Different methods should be used to engage and motivate learners, such as lectures, discussions, hands-on activities, and more. By using a variety of approaches in the classroom, teachers can ensure that each student has an opportunity to learn in a way that works best for them. For example, some students may benefit from visual aids while others may prefer listening to lectures or participating in group discussions. In addition to providing different learning opportunities for students, utilizing various teaching strategies also helps keep classes interesting and engaging. This encourages active participation from all members of the class, which leads to better understanding and retention of material. Furthermore, by introducing new ideas or topics through multiple methods, it allows teachers to reach out to those who might not have been able to grasp concepts presented through one method alone. Overall, utilizing different teaching strategies is beneficial for both teachers and their students alike. It provides an opportunity for everyone involved in the learning process to gain something valuable from it regardless of their individual preferences or abilities. Main idea number 10. Understanding different learning styles is essential for teachers to be able to effectively teach their students. Different students have different ways of absorbing and understanding information, so it is important that teachers recognize these differences in order to ensure that all students are able to learn effectively. For example, some students may prefer visual aids such as diagrams or pictures, while others may benefit more from verbal instruction. Some may need a hands-on approach, while others might respond better to lectures. In order for teachers to adjust their teaching methods accordingly, they must first identify the individual learning styles of each student in their class. This can be done by observing how each student responds best when presented with new material and then tailoring the lesson plan accordingly. Additionally, providing multiple forms of instruction can help accommodate various learning styles within one classroom setting. By recognizing and accommodating different learning styles, teachers will be able to create an environment where all students feel comfortable and confident in their ability to learn successfully. Understanding the unique needs of each student will also allow them access educational materials which they would otherwise not have been exposed to. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.